God from glory to glory. And this morning, to take us to the next level, so we could behold him through his word, is no other person but our amiable national president, whom I'm privileged to deputize with, and a unique man of God with a unique anointing, a sweet anointing, a man that loves people, a man of grace. Please join me with a clap offering as we receive to the microphone Bishop Francis Wale. Okay, come on. Give it to the Lord. Give it to the Lord.
Give him glory. Give him honor. Give him adoration. He's the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Lord Adonai, the Lord of Hosts. Raise your hand and call him by his name, sir. The Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, the ending, the author, the finisher, the Lord of Hosts, the glory of Zion, Ancient of Days, Lord God Almighty, we give you praise, we give you worship, we give you honor. Blessed be your name today, blessed be your name forever. We celebrate you, we rejoice in your presence. Be exalted, O God. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we worship. Father, we celebrate your awesome presence here. The Lord our God in the midst of us is mighty. And we know you are rejoicing in our midst today. You are enthroned in the midst of the praises of your people. Receive all the glory in the name of Jesus. You alone could have made this to happen, bringing your children from every part of the nation. Everyone paid their way, everyone found their way, and everyone is rejoicing before you. We return all the glory to you. Receive our praise in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the prayer sessions that have gone before. Thank you for the powerful word that you have sent to us. We are so blessed. Receive the glory in Jesus' name. Lord, let your word come again, line upon line, precept upon precept. Clothe your word with grace. Clothe your word with power. Let your word be relevant to the specific needs of each and everyone in the name of Jesus. That there will be real enlargement, real capacity building, real equipping by your word. Holy Spirit, take over and bless each and every one of us and receive all the glory. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let the people of God shout aloud, amen. Amen. Let somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. You may be seated in God's wonderful presence. Praise the Lord. My joy knows no bounds. This is a dream come true. And I want to give all the glory to God for making it possible. Only God. Please come. Okay, celebrate him. Give him a hand. Clap for him. Only God. Only God. And I want to celebrate all the fathers and the leadership of the Pentecostal Fellowship of Nigeria, the founding fathers, the Board of Trustees members, the National Advisory Council, the National Executive Council, all those bodies, and our fathers in the faith that are here, and who has given me the honor to represent them. I celebrate the leadership of the Pentecostal Fellowship of Nigeria for embracing the vision of PFM from generation to generation. Can we give the Lord a hand for the leaders? I celebrate them. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I want to celebrate the core team that championed the planning, the arrangements, and from the national body. They told me, they said, leave it to us. We will pay the bill. And they paid the bill. Please give them a hand. Give them a hand. Give them a big, big, big hand. We celebrate you. The enthusiasm that you demonstrated was a tonic to us in the leadership of the PFA. You have raised our hope for a greater tomorrow. You are an answer to our prayers. Please give the Lord a hand for them. Give the Lord a hand. I celebrate every one of you. And I want to give thanks to God in particular. I'm doing this because before going to the word, and because when I come back again on this platform, we'll be different with a different thing. I want to celebrate in particular a member of the National Advisory Council of the PFN, who is a senior pastor of this church, the Fountain of Life Ministry, Pastor Taiwo Odukoya. Please help me give Pastor Taiwo Odukoya a big clap offering. A big clap offering. We give you glory. We give God glory for you. Hallelujah. And all the entire leadership of Fountain of Life Church. They opened the facilities. Pastor Taiwo is not in the country now. He's watching us. He gave clear instructions that he should open a door, provide everything. And he did all of that without taking one dime. One dime. Please give the Lord a hand. Give the Lord a hand. Clap, celebrate. We celebrate you. I want to thank you so, so very much. You will go from glory to glory. Let the house of Zion say amen. I want to thank everybody who administered here. Our anointed musician, Minister Dosin Oyekon, Pastor Nathaniel Bassi. God bless you. Clap for them, clap for them, clap for them, clap for them, clap for them. Hallelujah. You know, all the speakers. Pastor George Izunwa from Port Harcourt, I celebrate you. And Baba Mike, boy, when Bishop Michael Konko was speaking, I almost jumped out of my skin. He spoke, and then he closed with benediction, pronouncing blessing. And that blessing is irreversible. You are blessed. Irreversibly blessed. Irrevocably blessed. When you leave this place today, you'll be working at a higher level. What you have been struggling to do before and you couldn't, they will begin to happen with ease. In the mighty name of Jesus. Somebody shout aloud, amen. I'll be speaking in the next few minutes on capacity. Let me begin with the story of Jotham in 2 Chronicles chapter 27 and verse 6. 2 Chronicles 27 and verse 6. You see the story of Jotham there. Praise God. I read from the King James Version. So Jotham became mighty because he prepared his way before the Lord is God. I'd like us to read this scripture together. You see, each time I minister, I want you to be participatory. Let's engage one another. All right? Let's read it. One, two, read aloud. Thank you very much. Jotham became mighty. So which means Jotham was not mighty originally, but he became mighty. There is nobody small that God cannot make great. There is nobody great that God cannot make greater. There is no level that any of us is today that you cannot still go to a higher level. That person is self-deceived if he thinks he has arrived. Only God has arrived. He's one who doesn't change, the same yesterday and today and forever. The only thing that is constant, in that is permanent in the affairs of men, is change. So, and part of the reasons why we're here is to move higher. Move higher. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18 that as we behold his face like in a mirror, we are changed into this image from glory to glory. Each and every one of us today, God by the Holy Spirit will change you to a higher glory. I go back to that scripture. Jotham became mighty. And I want to dare say, by the Spirit of the living God, you will become mighty. Amen. Somebody repeat. Because with your mouth thou shalt be justified. With your mouth thou shalt be justified. That's what Jesus Christ says. How possible a right word. A man's belly shall be satisfied with good according to the fruit of his lips. Amen. Help me look at somebody. Help me talk to him. Look at him eyeball to eyeball. Point your finger like a prophet. Say, in the name of Jesus, you shall become mighty. Who is going to become mighty? Alright? Now, so Jotham was not mighty before, but he became mighty. And there are people that are listening to me now. You are only known in your locality, maybe known in your church, maybe known in your town. Very, very soon, by the word of the Lord, you will become the song of the world. You will become mighty. Whatever stands between you and you're becoming mighty today, by the anointing of the Holy Spirit, will destroy it. Now, you see, and now Jotham became mighty. And God gave the reason, the process, what the man did. Because if Jotham didn't follow what is written after the word because, he would never have become mighty. There's a reason. The law of cause and effect is always at work. God does not govern the universe by sentiments. He governs the universe by clearly definable principles. The principles are in his word. Discover the principle in the word of God and follow it, and the result is automatic. It doesn't fail. He said, the reason why Jotham became mighty is he prepared his way before the Lord is God. This is the word of the Lord. Forever, Lord, that word is settled in heaven. So, which means if I too, you too, each one of us who desire to be mighty, we take time to pay attention, to prepare our ways, your spiritual life, your marriage, like we have had. Whether you are married already or you are yet to marry, you pay attention. Your finances, your mental development, even your physical body. Because your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Whatever it is that God wants to achieve on the face of the earth through you, he will achieve them through this physical body. If you will take time to look into every aspect of your ways and prepare your ways before the Lord, then you will become mighty. Please repeat after me again. We are before the Lord. You see, when we're in a meeting like this, whatsoever you say, what you say is so, so, so important. Please declare, say, in the name of Jesus, I shall surely become mighty. Amen? Amen? Then take preparation seriously. That's why I'm talking about capacity building. I'm talking about enlargement. And each one of us, we have everything to do with it. Oh boy. God takes preparation seriously. There is nobody that God has used whom he did not take time to prepare. None. Check through the scriptures. He takes them through rigorous preparation, grueling preparation, serious preparation, and then at the end of the preparation, he manifests them into the world. And then you say, oh, where is he coming from? Where has he been? He's been in the secrets, being prepared by God. The moment Moses discovered that he was God's chosen person to bring the people of Israel out of the bondage of Egypt, he went to work. He thought that the mental and cultural preparation that he had in the palace of Pharaoh was sufficient. He didn't know God's preparation was totally different. Totally different. He got his fingers burnt. You know the story. He ran for his dear life at 40. God had to send him to the University of Wilderness to learn the ways of the Lord. 40 grueling years. God cooked him. God broke him. God humbled him. God tested what was in his heart. God made him to know that man doesn't live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. God dealt with his temper. A man that was so temperamental, he killed an Egyptian. He became the meekest of all men, broken. And then God appeared to him in the burning bush. And I believe this is somebody's burning bush today. You will trace the history of your greatness to today's meeting. A few years from now, when you see what God is doing by your hands, you will look back to this day and you will celebrate. So God met him at the burning bush. This time wasn't he got to run. He ran before and he failed. And God had to confront him. It was almost when God was almost killing him that he agreed. Somebody, you are hearing me today, where you had once failed, after this meeting, you will go back and succeed greatly. Yeah. You will never fail again. Yeah. Moses was prepared for 40 years. Today, when you read Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, the Pentateuch, the foundation of God's written revelation for mankind, you read the work of a man that had been prepared. There's a great tomorrow ahead of you. Prepare for it today. I can see a colorful, great, glorious ministry ahead of you. Prepare for it today. Take preparations yourself. The Lord Almighty prepared his own son, Jesus, for 30 solid years before manifesting into the world. After Paul was converted on the way to Damascus, God sent him to the Arabian desert and for 3 years grilled him, prepared him. But let me take you through one or two scriptures and then make one or two points and then we'll go. In 1 Samuel chapter 2 verse 22, 1 Samuel 2, 22, you see Samuel, alright, one of the greatest prophets of Israel. The first major prophet to arise after they entered the promised land. 1 Samuel chapter 2 verse 26. When God was preparing him, so the child Samuel grew. I was in favor both with the Lord and with men. With God, with men, with God, with men. with God because he's the one that's equipping you, he's the one that's sending you, he's the one that's empowering you. With men because you are being sent to people. You cannot be great with God alone. No. Ministry is about people. It's about you representing God before people. God will take time to develop your people's skill, your management skill, your administrative skill is part of greatness. It will take time to build you. And of course, the moment you know the kind of a future you have in God, begin to prepare yourself. I became prophetically conscious in 1975. The call of God became very clear. I knew I was going to spend the rest of my life preaching the gospel. Then I began to read every book. Oh, 40 Sermons by John Wesley, Charles Finney, Autobiography, Systematic Theology. By this. I just began to devour everything. I would lay book, every book I can get on administration management. I was preparing. I didn't know it was the Holy Spirit building my capacity. Look, Samuel grew. Now, if you look at John chapter 1, verse 80, God was preparing John. John 1, verse 80. Look at the same process, same principle. John 1, 80, 80. Thank you. 80. John 1, 80, not 1, 80. John 1, 80. Thank you very much. All right. I think I'll punch it on this. Some of you have. Is it? Luke, sorry. I'm sorry. Luke 1:80. Okay. Luke 1:80. Sorry. Luke 1:80. You see what happened to John, the beloved. Luke 1:80. Sorry. I was mixing the character with the reference. And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit. Capacity building, growing. And when we talk of growth, it's not a factor of age. There are people that are advanced in age, but they are babies. They haven't taken time to build themselves. I've met people who are 20, 25, 30 years old in the Lord, and they are still babies. You can still smell milk in their mouth. And there are people that are 1 year old because they so devoted themselves to the word of God to pray. They are so greedy after God. They grew. The child grew and waxed strong in the spirit and was in the desert on the day of his showing unto Israel. If you go to Luke, Jesus, the very God of the very God, the second personality of the divine Godhead, God in the flesh, Emmanuel. Oh, he wouldn't need to pray. Oh, he prayed. He wouldn't need to study the scripture. Oh, he did. He wouldn't need to build capacity. He did. Because though he was 100% God, he was 100% man. Somebody say, I hear. Oh, you didn't hear. Maybe one day I will explain that theology. That theologian said, look at what happened. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and with men. Capacity building, as far as ministry is concerned, the origin, the source is God. You connect with God. But it has everything to do with people. Because ministry is about representing God with people. Connecting people with God. You can't, there's no ministry without people. So when God is building your capacity, he will even allow some people to test your patience. They will shake you. They will try to provoke you. All of it is part of capacity building. There is a man looking at me now. Anyway, don't let me tell the story. Maybe I'll tell it another time. He tested my patience. But I knew he was the man. He was the man. He did everything to dissuade me. One of the ladies, one that almost got to me, was in on a 72 days total fast, no food, no water. I was in my prayer room, lying on my face. That's part of capacity building. And when you talk of capacity building, how many of you want to go from glory to glory? There is no end to your capacity building. We keep developing day by day. Day by day. The reason why a lot of churches have stagnated, have plateaued, is because the pastor has stopped growing. Where growth stops, decay must commence. What was good yesterday is not going to be good tomorrow. We must build our capacity. All right? Anyway, let me not tell more of that story. So, Jesus developed, grew. Let's take responsibility. The scripture opened with Jotham took personal responsibility for becoming mighty. He prepared his way. The scripture didn't say because the Lord prepared his way. No. He took responsibility. Many times we're asking God to do what he's asking us to do. Many times our praying are ignorant prayer. When I listen to Pentecostal prayer some other time, you're asking God to do what he has told us to do. I said, shut your mouth. Go and do what he said we should do. Here, the man took personal responsibility for becoming mighty. If you're going to be great, please take personal responsibility. I believe God, you will become mighty. Let me mention one or two things quickly. Number one, if you're going to become mighty, eat the word. Eat the word. Eat the word. Eat the word. Pastors, don't study just to preach. It's good to study to preach. You have to study to preach. You cannot stand on the pulpit and be speaking like an ignoramus. Study to preach. But much more, study to live. Study to feed. You are like a mother that is nursing a baby. The richer the mother's food is, the richer the milk in the breast will be, and the healthier the child will be. Study to feed. Sit down. Not just because you want to preach or praying together. And there's room for that. But let's be like Jeremiah. Jeremiah said in Jeremiah chapter 15, verse 16, he said, thy words were found. Jeremiah 15, 16. Thy words were found, and I did eat them. I found your word. That's searching. I searched it. Jesus Christ says, search the scriptures. I searched for your word. I found it, and I did eat them. I didn't search your word because I want to preach. There's a place for that. But I did eat them. For thy word was the rejoicing, the joy of my heart. For I'm called by your name, O Lord God of hosts. We're called by his name. Feed yourself with the word. Eat the word. Study to feed. Study to live. Number two. Take time to wait on the Lord. Wait. You are in his presence. One, to rest. In the presence of God, there is fullness of joy, there is rest. Rest in his presence. To study, to pray, to ask him questions, to enter. I'm talking of protracted time. Sometimes hours. Sometimes a whole day. Sometimes days. You just go out of your family environment. It's you and God. And you are in his presence. And let him stretch you. As you study his word, let him stretch you. As you pray, let him stretch you. As you ask him questions, issues that bother your mind, let him stretch you. Spend all the people that became great, including our Lord Jesus Christ, they didn't play with that. They didn't. Alright? Now, take time to wait in the presence of God to really quality prayer. David said, I waited patiently on the Lord. Now, Pentecostals were good. They name it and claim it prayer. Excellent. I believe in it. Receive your healing. Be healed. And healing instant. I believe it. But it's a time you just settle that. It's not name it and claim it. You push. 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 Someone say push. It means you pray until something happens. Someone say push. You are not in a hurry. You are not. You are, that's all. Empowerment. Capital. You stay in his presence. You push. He will reveal things to you. He told Moses in Deuteronomy chapter 5 verse 31. He said 5:31 is for, but as for you, Deuteronomy 5:31. As for you, leave others. Let them do what they want to do. Deuteronomy 5:31. Help me with it. Thank you. But as for you, stand down here by me. While you are standing by me, I will speak unto you all. Somebody say all. Louder. Louder. All the commandments. One, the statutes. Two, the judgment that I will teach them. While you are there, I will empower you. I will enlighten you. I will put the word in your mouth. I will tell you what to say. And when you go to say what I told you, my word cannot fall to the ground. Stay here. There are two most important times in the life of any minister that will succeed. Number one is your time in the presence of God. You don't play with it. Listen to everything he has to say. Don't be in a hurry. Cancel whatever appointment. My friend, you can keep your appointment with men because you are keeping your appointment with God. The moment you stop keeping your appointment with God, you become irrelevant with men. It is the person who has connected God that can solve human problems. Stay there. Second most important, when you stand on the pulpit to deliver the word he has given to you, those who will be great, they don't play with these two times. They don't play with the time they are in the presence of God to receive. And they don't play with the time they stand before the people to deliver what God has given to them. If our fathers are speaking of the great things, one of them has spoken today, that I know most of the fathers of the faith here in Nigeria, I have a personal relationship with them. We've been coming a long time. They stay in the presence of God. This is very important. And then, before leaving that, there's one gift, one ability that God has given us that we must never take for granted. Ability to pray in the Holy Ghost. Oh. A means of capacity building. Big time. 1 Corinthians 14:4. He that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifieth himself. And if you're going to edify somebody else, you've got to edify yourself first. The more you edify yourself, the better equipped you are to edify other people. And when Jude was going to nail it, in Jude 20, he said, "But ye beloved, building up yourselves in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost." The amplified version. If you can help me put the amplified version just broke it. Alright, Jude 20, amplify. He said, "But you, beloved, build yourselves up on the foundation of your most holy faith. Continually progress. Rise like an edifice. Higher and higher. Pray in the Holy Ghost." When you pray in the Holy Ghost, you rise like an edifice. I read a material by Caitlin Coleman, the leading American evangelist of their time. Whenever he had a meeting like this, he will hire a hall. She will hire a hall with a side room. She will stay in that side room while all the preparation of the meeting was going on, praying, just praying in tongues for minimum 3 hours. The PA will be by the door watching. Just pray. When the hour is fulfilled, the pay will just open the door and she will bounce on the stage in a flowing ground. And before you know it, all manner of miracles, people are falling. She had taken time to pray in the Holy Ghost for 3 hours. Preparatory for one message. Let's do it. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Avoid fire extinguishers. Avoid fire extinguishers. The root of bitterness will trouble you. Wrong relationship with your spouse will hinder your prayer. You don't treat your wife with honor. You don't treat your wife with respect. We have had so much. It's a fire extinguisher. Arrogance. So I'm the one who is doing this. God will show you that without him, you are nothing. Presumption. You're just, please, it's a fire extinguisher. You've done it over time. Preaching, speaking, leading worship. So you don't need to prepare anyway. When I get to the platform, I just follow the normal track. I didn't need to wait. I didn't need to ask for fresh fire. I know it already. You're on your way out. God will not allow himself to be taken for granted. I still bow on my face and lie down. I say, Holy Spirit, I depend on you. What I'm going to say, the word I'm going to say, just help me. Avoid presumption, arrogance, unforgiveness. They are fire extinguishers. We know them. And my time is up. Far up. Faith ventures are capacity builders. When God wants you to do something, he will not give you a task that is your size. No, he won't give you a task that is the size of your pocket. He'll give you a task that when you look at it, you are forced to depend on him. You're forced to go on your face. You're forced to be like Peter. When he saw Jesus walking on the water, he said, Lord, if it is you, bid me come. He don't say, come. And the guy jumped. And the Bible says he walked on water. Many times, we preachers, we see the Peter that was sinking, that saw the winds. But you didn't see the Peter that walked. The Bible says he walked on water. He did what others couldn't do. Venture out in faith along the line of your calling. I can multiply testimonies upon testimony. When the Lord said we should go to Russia, and we should pay the bill. When they send me the bill in dollars, I had to pray. I don't know if you've been there. We've been there. But God met it every step of the way. When I thought I'd got the money and we're ready to go, 2 days before we traveled to Russia, robbers attacked our headquarters. They hit the security with a rod and tied them down. And they stole the money. I'm telling you, every bit of it. I said, I'm going to Russia. Because when you step out in faith, the enemy wants to tell you you are a liar. You can't do it. I cannot do it. Oh my God, we do it. With God, all things. Nothing stretches your faith than you have prayed, you have heard from God. You don't even know how it's going to happen, and you step out in faith. The rest sea will not part until you make the first move. But when you make the first move based on what God has told you, it will cause a strong wind to blow, and you will walk across the sea on dry land. Today, by the grace of God, the grace of God will strengthen you, the hand of God will enlarge you. You will go into faith ventures. God will show himself strong in your behalf. You will do great and mighty things. Great and mighty things. Our fathers became great because they ventured into great things. You will do great and mighty things. Lift your hand and give the Lord a gift time. Give him thanks. Give him thanks. Give him thanks. Give him thanks. Give him thanks.
We can do better. Let's give God praise. Wherever we are, can we rise to appreciate Daddy? Somebody put your hands together. Praise God.